Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and today we are at TechEd in New Orleans, and my guest is Seth Juarez.
How you doing? Great. Fantastic to be here. I'm excited.
Excellent. Seth is with DevExpress, one of our premier partners, building components and controls and tools for the developer.
Yeah, the way I see it is our job is primarily to help developers sort of forget about the UI and worry about their business. And what we can do is we can take their business and make it look good with our components.
Sweet. Yeah. Sweet. So what we're going to talk about today are components for controls and components for XAML developers.
Correct.
So I'm building WPF and Silverlight apps. What controls do you have? What can I use to add more features to my apps? And particularly, what can I do to make my WPF apps look more modern?
Great.
And then we will then slide into Windows Store apps. Mm-hmm. And we're in New Orleans. You know how it works. You show me something that I like, you get beads.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I think with WPF, the most interesting thing about WPF is that when you get a control set, the challenge that you have is knowing what XAML to put in. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a challenge. Whenever I see a new component come out and I'm working with components, I'm really confused as to, well, what's the XAML? What are the attached properties? How do I get it to work? And so one of the things that we're really trying to help you out as a developer is we're trying to help you not have to know about that.
Okay.
And at the same time, giving you a compelling interface. And so one of the things I'd like to show is our first app, and then I'm going to show you building an app from scratch. And
cool.
It's going to take like 3 to 5, 7 minutes, depending on how fast Visual Studio is. And so on this machine...
Oh, sure, blame it on Visual Studio, always.
Never, never. It's our bread and butter. And so one of the things about this particular app is you can see that it's touch-enabled. You can move stuff around. You can see me scrolling around. By the way, this is the Surface device that I purchased just yesterday. And so it all works. And one of the cool things that I like about this app...
And this is a WPF app.
WPF app, mm-hmm. is it looks like a store app. It allows you to visualize things quickly and understand what's going on, and it lets you do crazy things. Now, this kind of control, it's kind of goofy, but people like flipping it around, right? Because when you're bored at work, it's either solitaire or this donut pie. And so that's one of the cool things. Also, in addition, the screen resolution is a little bit smaller, but you can see I can move charts around with my finger. I can take a look at listings. I can take a look at agents. Here, off to the side, you can see it's a little bit smaller. I'm squeezing and pinching in to look at this floor plan. But there's tons of things you can do with WPF to make your apps look modern. And the idea, again, is don't worry about how it looks. Let us worry about that for you.
So you're running this on the Surface Pro, which is running Windows 8, which, of course, is designed for touch. How would this look on a Windows 7 machine?
It would look exactly the same way.
Okay.
And if you had a touch capacitive sort of screen, you would still get the benefits of touch because we hook right into the touch APIs inside of Windows.
Cool.
So that's one of the cool things. Now, the other thing that I'd like to talk about, and let's see if I can close this here. Okay. So let me bring up Visual Studio. One of the things is, again, there is a challenge with knowing XAML, and if you're going to do an MVVM style application, you're going to have this hundreds of view models, hundreds of views that are just going to be a problem. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk through a quick build of a project in WPF.
Cool.
And so I'm going to click this template, which unfortunately is not fitting, but I'm going to hit a blank WPF app. Let's see if I can get this a little bit smaller. And I'm going to hit connect, or build, create project. And what it's going to do is it's going to allow me to build like these really powerful apps. Hold on, let me try to get this a little bit. So let me create the project.
Okay.
And so one of the things, again, that is a challenge is how do I know what XAML to put where? And so as I load up this project, I'll tell you. So we have a set of controls, visual for navigation, for charting, for grids. And what's going to happen is the first thing that you want to do is you're going to want to know, well, where do I put these types of things? So notice that this style of application builds a layout for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Scroll up here. Unfortunately, I feel bad that the screen resolution is a little bit smaller. So let me build this application again and see if I can't get the... That's the one I wanted. Okay, let me hit create project. There's a blank application. And now that you have this blank application, what's going to happen is it's going to build this UI for you where you can actually pick what it is that you want to show. Oh, so for example, if you want to have a ribbon control, you click this. If you want to have menus and toolbars, you click this, and it'll build the XAML. You can also create your own user controls if you like. So in this particular application, what I'm going to do is I'm going to right click and I'm going to add Entity Framework. And I'm going to show you how quickly we can scaffold things up. So let me go to data and let me do an entity data model and let me call it Northwind. One of the things is I'm a developer at heart, and so whenever I see like flashy demos, I'm like, yeah, that's cool, how do you build it, right? And so that's what I want to show you. So let me hit next, and let me create a connection to SQL Express. Okay, let me scroll down. Let me get the Northwind database, which is our happy, famous, you know.
Yes.
It's not as large as the Adventure Works, so that's why I like using it. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick the tables that I want. And then I'm going to take this one out, and I'm going to pick the views that I want, and I'm going to hit finish. Notice that Entity Framework is going to build for you this entire data model.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a WPF developer, you're going to have to create a screen for the collection of the items, for the item itself.
Yep.
You're going to have to create the view model, and then you're going to have to hook it up somehow. So let me build this, make sure that it builds. Okay, it's happy. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to this little tool that we have set up. And I'm going to click over to look at a special user control that we're going to build, and I'm going to hit create new. Okay. And so now what it's going to do, and this, again, it's a little bit smaller, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a special, not this one, but the one that's a little bit over. Let me make this a little bit bigger if I can. Here we go. So let me go ahead and just create this collection view and click create. What it's going to do is it's going to go ahead and load up the types from Entity Framework. I'm going to hit next, next. And what it's going to do is it's going to make view models and views for you.
Oh, nice.
So for example, I now created the category view, collection view. It's going to add all the references that we need. It's going to build this up for you. And now you're going to have a ready-made application that's connected to the Northwind database through Entity Frameworks. Because Entity Frameworks is a pretty mature product. We know about it. We know when you want to put something back. We know when you want to pull something out, how that works. And so now that it's generating the files, you can see off to the right, as soon as it's rebuilt, we've created, let me scroll down, there's the Northwind Entities data model. Get this out of the way. You can see that we've created a bunch of code for you under the runtime. Under the view models. So remember, we hooked up to the category.
Mm-hmm.
We have the view model for category, and we have the view for the category. It looks like I just moved it. And now what I can do is I can scroll over. I can go to user control, and I can select the category control that I already made. And now when I run it, you'll notice that right away we have something that's connected to the Northwind database.
Mm. Wow.
And it's that fast, right? And so again, the biggest challenge with WPF is the XAML, and then writing all the view models. Yep. What we've done is we've made a process whereby you can do it. And I showed you the smaller demo. There's a demo where you can select all of the entities, all the views, and it will just make this whole application for you.
Wow.
So that's, I think, one of the cool things. Okay. So now what I want to talk about is Windows 8, right? Because that's an interesting model as well. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to the Windows 8 side, and I'm going to show you an application that we've created inside of Windows 8, right? And the code, all of our source code comes bundled with this, so you can see how this works. Again, I'm a developer at heart. Notice how clean this looks, right?
Yep.
You can go through the application, you can look at opportunities, for example, and DevExpress has been making grids since before .NET was even completely baked. And so we have a really good feeling for grids. We know what they look like, we know how they have to feel. You can see that it's sliding there, it feels like butter. We really like what Microsoft has done with making sure these things need to be responsive. It needs to feel like you're literally interacting with the screen. So let's go to, for example, these things. You can see that you can add different icons. You can add links. It's really a powerful grid. It's a way to enable to visualize data as fast as really your fingers can move. And so that's one of the cool things. Okay, let me go back and let me show you our controls. Now, my particular role at DevExpress is I am the analytics program manager. And so I have a special kind of feeling for anything that visualizes data and makes you sort of understand data. So let me show you a large data source. Notice we have here, this is a lot of data that we're rendering. Yep. And notice how quickly I can pinch to zoom. You can see at the bottom that it tells you the range. This is a lot of data. And the way that we're able to be so fast is that we sort of bypass the projection layer, because as developers, you guys know, with WinRT, you have a projection layer for C# and VB. You have a C++ projector, projection is very thin, and then you have the projection for WinJS. We skip that and write directly to DirectX so that you get the fastest and the most powerful grids that you can find. In fact, let me go to more here, and let me show you one that's running real time. Right. Notice that you feel it's smooth. It looks like it's happening real time. And this is, I think we're just going across a sine wave or something just to show how fast this is going. Okay. So we have tons of demos like this. We have a map control. Again, something that I really like when we're talking about data. Notice that a map enables you to get an extra dimension just for free. We can select things, we can add data, we can bind to it. And so you can imagine a scenario where you have a touch device and you really want to know what's going on either in your business or I don't know, maybe you're a political party and you want to see where people are living. You can literally right away at your fingertips see what's going on. Again, these controls are touch optimized. So for example, when you're looking at some of our editors, you can see that we have custom buttons that you can look at. We have drop-down buttons. We have a really large array of things. So for example, look at these buttons. They might look awkward, right? But notice that when you're picking a date, if you have that awkward sort of drop-down box, I fat finger things all the time. And so this enables me to not fat finger them.
Sure.
And again, with WPF, as well as our other Windows technology, we've enabled sort of the touch feel for these kinds of things. All right. Well, let me show you what it's like to build a quick Windows 8 app.
Okay.
So I'm going to go back to Visual Studio, and I'm going to say File, New Project. And we're going to go to Windows Store, and notice that we also have a template gallery there that enables you to build some quick things. Now, it's similar to the Windows Store templates that are already there, but what they do is they sort of add our controls so that you can see what it would be like to have it with our controls already.
Cool.
And so let me just run it. Notice that we go to the we do view models, we do views, we do MVVM approach. And so now when I run it, this is the standard X, right? It says you're not done with your app. Notice that you have a Windows 8 application ready to go, and you can see the code, you can see the XAML. And so again, the problem with XAML apps is it's hard to know what the XAML is.
Yep.
It's hard to build the view models because it takes forever. What we've done is we've taken that step and we've sort of taken it to the next level for you. And so as we're finishing up, I think the other thing that's kind of cool is, you know, that when you go between WinRT and Windows, it feels like there's a disconnect. It feels like in the WinRT side we have the tiles, and it feels like on the WPF side we have the Windows stuff. Notice that we're mimicking the WinRT stuff on that, but one of the things that we've just built, and this is probably one of the most exciting things that we've built, and I'm gonna show it through WinForms, but it works with WPF, but we have a demo in WinForms, is this notion of a WinRT live tile manager. This is the first time we're telling anybody about this. Now you can have a Windows Store app that you can download from us where you can control and update the tile from the Windows side in WinRT. So imagine having a tile in WinRT that tells you about your CRM stuff, but when you click it, it opens your Windows app, and your Windows app can communicate back through the tile. Let me show you what that looks like. So I'll open this up, make this a little bit bigger, and I'll open the KPI. It's gonna ask me if I wanna add the live tile. I'm gonna hit yes. There it is. I've already pinned them. So let me go back to the desktop and let me open the other one, Outlook. Let me say yes, we want the live tile to be there. Notice that it's already there. Let me pin them to the desktop. Let me pin them to the Windows
screen.
8.
Yep.
I hit pin to start, and let me go to the start menu here and notice what's going to happen.
Nice.
Notice that this mail application is now talking to WinRT, enabling you to have the tile experience and now move it over to Windows, right?
Cool.
And so notice this is probably one of the coolest things because people have said that it feels like there's a really big disconnect between the WinRT side and the WinRT and the Windows side. And I think here we've effectively managed to bridge them. You get the best of a live tile and the best of an application. So in essence, if you build a WPF application that looks just like a Windows 8 application, you click the live tile, it's going to open up WPF, it's going to look and feel like a Windows RT style application with the permissions that you might need in your environment.
That's cool. Now, is the updating happening from within the desktop app?
Yes, it's pushing it through a service through our Windows Store app that later pushes it through the tile.
So the desktop app has to be running for the tile to be updated, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and so,
okay.
I mean, think about it.
Which is fine.
Yeah, think about it. I think the powerful thing here is now we have a bridge, right? And previously, like I said, it feels like there's a little bit of a disconnect, but I think with this live tile, you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's cool.
You get our powerful WPF scaffolding with Entity Framework, same with Windows 8 XAML, and now you have sort of this marriage of things that are happening. I think it's a pretty exciting time to be a Windows developer. We have tons of technologies that are very powerful, and we want to help you build the best applications that look the best, feel the best, and interact the way you want them to.
Very cool stuff.
Looks like I win.
That is bead worthy.
Nice.
DevExpress.com to download demos and trials of everything and learn more about it.
Correct, DevExpress.com. And we are in the throes of our release. By the time this video is released, you should be able to see all of this functionality that I've showed you on our website. And if you have any questions, you can always reach me at...
Cool.
I'm at Twitter, Seth Juarez, or SethJ@DevExpress.com.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for letting me be here.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that. Very cool stuff. And we'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.